It's time for our Barnsdall Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Panther head football coach Kylie Sweeney. Barnsdall moving to 3-0 in 2018. Impressive fashion, beating Drumright for homecoming 55-6. And coach, a first district ball game for you all. Obviously, it's a 9-team district, so you guys are getting started with district play rather early. And you've got another big district game on the road against Hominy this week.
Oh, yeah, we're getting ready to start our, like you said, district gauntlet of some pretty big, traditionally rich teams going out with Hominy this week, and then following week, so we'll be seeing people like Bahuska, Tonkawa, Woodland, Pawnee, Morrison, some traditional powerhouses in Class A and football.
Overall impressions from the victory over Drumright, what'd you see, what'd you like out of your club?
Defensively, we're playing real good football right now. Our defensive line, linebackers, secondary, all the way around, I thought did a great job. I think we allowed negative yards in the first half with our varsity group. We ended up causing, I think, 3 forced fumbles, 2 interceptions in the ball game. We had 2 defensive touchdowns in the ball game. So, overall, pretty impressive there. Offensively, offensive line played outstanding job on Friday night. Michael Mann, back to his normal self, had almost 150 yards rushing on 8 carries, a couple touchdowns. And Joe Colin, 3 ball games, has 12 total touchdowns throwing and running. So overall, just really pleased with the effort and overall performance of our kids, just coming out hustling and doing like they expected to do.
Talking with Barnsdall head football coach Kylie Sweeney. As I mentioned, Panthers blew out Drumright for homecoming 55-6. They have a game at Hominy on Friday. And, coach, you guys have gotten off to really good starts the last couple of years, and then you've hit a really tough portion of your schedule, and you seem to have lost a lot of really close games when you kind of get into a game like the one you have on Friday against Hominy. Do those close games the last couple of years kind of prepare you a little bit better for what you're about to start with Hominy?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, we lost last 2 years district-wise, like talking to the kids, you know, about last year and trying not to do a whole lot of that, but, you know, we were 8 points away from being 9-1 last year. And so a couple close losses last year. This group's older now, a couple more years of experience, stuff like that. Going to see Hominy this week, that's where that's where I coached at for 9 years, where I graduated high school from. And like I said, traditionally rich team. I know the coaching staff there. They know me. We do a lot of similar stuff on both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively. So it's going to be kind of a mirror image of ourselves. Cougars will come down to last possession scenario, to come down to who's the most physical team on, you know, offensive, defensive side, and basically who's offensive and defensive lines can control the line of scrimmage to win this ballgame.
But it's Barnsdall head football coach Kylie Sweeney, and once again, Barnsdall playing at Hominy. Hominy 1-1. That's an Osage County club. Coach Sweeney, I assume there'll probably be a lot of people wearing maroon traveling over to Hominy for the ball game.
Oh yeah, I know all fans are excited about this game. This is a big one for us. I think the last time Barnsdall had beaten Hominy was almost 30 years ago. So it's a big one for the town, big one for our kids. Our kids are excited. We right now have the mentality, like I said, trying to get with the kids over the last few years, trying to build this confidence. And I kind of tell the kids, it's not confident. Don't be get to the point where you're cocky. Be confident. And that's what we're trying to get, that we can go compete with anybody in our class if we hook up and play like we're capable of.
Barnsdall head football.
That's kind of that deal.
Barnsdall head football coach Kylie Sweeney. Once again, the Panthers at Hominy for a 7 o'clock kick. Coach Sweeney, appreciate the time. Best of luck to you.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Farbach. Appreciate it.